This.
Hi, this is Diego from our New York reporting service, research service. Well, this call is in order to complete a survey. If you have time, we can go ahead with the zip code.
Sure, go ahead.
Okay, thank you. I'm checking here that you already started a survey before with another agent. So we can continue since the point that you leave the survey, right? So the question, the last question that appears here is, we know people get busy when it's time to vote. How likely are you to vote on the following candidates? I will provide you the candidates and you can provide me the best answer. Election for Congress, that is the House of Representatives or the Senate. The options are nothing will stop me, I want to vote and probably will. If it's convenient, I will vote. I doubt I will vote. No chance I will vote.
Yeah, I'll be voting 100%.
Okay. Thank you. Protecting gender equality. Nothing will stop me. I want to vote and probably will. If it's convenient, I will vote. I doubt that I will vote. No chance
that
I will vote.
What does that mean, gender equality? What does it mean, gender equality?
Well, be honest with you, sir, that is just the options that appears here, but if you don't want, you don't feel comfortable to respond to that specific question, I can continue with the other one.
Yep, go on.
Okay.
There you have gender equality.
I see. No problem. The next one is protecting reproductive rights, including birth control and IVF. Nothing will stop me. I want to vote and probably will. If it's convenient, I will vote. I doubt that I will vote or no chance that I will vote.
Yeah, I'll be voting for that. Yeah.
All right.
Is that abortion included in there?
Excuse me?
Was abortion in there?
Let me see here. No, actually, the last one that appears here is if the presidential election between Donald Trump and Kamala Harris, nothing will stop me. I want to vote and probably will. If it's
I'll
convenient,
be voting
I will.
On that.
Okay.
Trump 2024, baby. Yeah, Trump.
Thank you. Thank you so much. And so in order to continue, the system is requiring me to select an option in the protecting gender equality. So if you want, we can leave it as no chance I will vote or nothing will stop me.
Yeah, no chance.
Okay.
Yeah, equality.
Thank you so much for your response, sir. The next question is, I know it's a long way off, but if the November 2024 election for president were held today, would you vote for Republican Donald Trump, Democrat Kamala Harris, third-party candidate Robert F. Kennedy, someone else, or would you not vote?
Trump.
Okay.
Trump.
Thank you. Next one, if the 2024 election for Congress was held today, for who would you vote? The Republican candidate, the Democrat candidate, a third party, or independent candidate?
Republican.
Thank you. If you knew that protecting LGBTQ rights was on the ballot this November, how much more motivated would you be to vote in the 2024 election? Are you much
None.
More motivated? Somewhat more motivated?
Hmm? None.
Okay. No chance. Thank you. How much, if anything, have you heard about Prop 1, a constitutional amendment on the ballot to protect the rights of New Yorkers? Have you heard? A lot, some, not much, nothing at all.
Say it again?
Yeah, how much, if anything, have you heard about Prop 1? It's a constitutional amendment on the ballot to protect the rights of New Yorkers. Have you heard about it? Or not
no.
at all? Not at all. Okay.
Not at all.
Thank you. Here is the text of Prop 1, the amendment that made appear on the ballot in New York in November. Mm-hmm. Add certain protections to the state bill of rights. Add anti-discrimination provisions to state constitution, covers ethnicity, national origin, age, disability, and sex, including sexual orientation, gender identity, and pregnancy. Also covers reproductive health care and autonomy. A yes vote puts this protection against discrimination in the New York State Constitution. A no vote leaves this protection out of the state constitution. So the question is, if the elections were held today, would you vote yes or no on this amendment?
No.
Or are you undecided?
No.
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 All right. Thank you. Okay, the next question is, based on your read of this amendment, do you think this amendment will, the first option is, put LGBTQ protections into the state constitution. The second option is, prevent discrimination based on age. Third option, prohibit housing discrimination. Fourth option, remove parents' rights over their children's medical decisions. The other option is, strip 10 voting rights protections. Another option, give voting rights to immigrants.
No.
Excuse me?
Give voting rights to immigrants? The illegals?
Okay.
No fucking
okay. Thank you. I will read the last three. Put protection for abortion into the state constitution. Strengthen protection for New Yorkers with disabilities, and the last one, provide protections on the basis of gender.
On the basis of what?
Yeah, provide protections on the basis of gender.
Yeah. I'm going no.
Okay, so I would put just give voting rights to immigrants, okay? We can continue.
No, I don't want to give voting rights to immigrants. No, citizens only.
Oh, no. Okay. So for all these options, which will be the best one for you?
Disabilities.
Oh, okay. Disabilities. Thank you. Okay, so now knowing that this amendment will put protection for abortion into the state constitution, would you definitely vote yes, probably vote yes, probably vote no, or definitely vote no on this amendment, or you are undecided?
No.
Definitely vote no, right?
Definitely.
Thank you. Okay, so one of the last questions, compared to voting for president or Congress, are you more motivated or less motivated to vote on Prop 1, which is an amendment that will protect abortion rights? And is that somewhat or much motivated?
For Congress? For Senate?
Yes, for the amendment, right, that will protect abortion rights. The options available are much more motivated to vote on the amendment.
I'm motivated. Against the amendment.
No motivated, right?
No motivated.
Okay, thank you. So I would put somewhat less motivated, right? Or much less motivated.
Completely unmotivated.
All right, thank you. Okay, so the other one is, I'm going to read you a series of statements. For each one, please tell me how much you agree on a scale of 0 to 10, where 0 means you strongly disagree and 10 means you strongly agree, right? So the first one is, it is important to protect trans youth and protect access to gender-affirming care. From 0 to 10?
0.
All right. Thank you. Children should not have access to medical procedures related to changing their gender without their parents' consent?
10.
All right. Thank you. Defending our personal freedoms, including the right to get an abortion from political attacks, is a top priority. From 0 to 10?
2.
Okay, thank you. We need to focus on helping New Yorkers before giving handouts to immigrants.
10.
Thank you. The government should not be able to discriminate against anyone.
Against anyone?
Yeah, the government should not be able to discriminate against anyone.
0.
Thank you. Everyone deserves to have equal rights regardless of who they are or where they come from.
0.
Thank you. Everyone, regardless of gender or sexuality, should have the freedom to marry who they choose.
10.
Thank you. And
No. Go back.
Okay.
So, does that include marrying children?
Being honest with you, doesn't mention children. Everyone, regardless of gender or sexuality, should have the freedom to marry who they choose. In this case, says everyone. So, I imagine that includes.
I'll go 5.
Okay. Thank you so much. And it's more important to do things for all New Yorkers rather than singling out some groups?
Yes, 10.
Thank you. And the last one, everyone deserves the chance to treat, no matter their cultural background or place of birth.
Everyone deserves what?
Everyone deserves the chance to treat. Sorry for the pronunciation. The spell it is T-H-R-I, B as in Victor, E. Trip, right?
Thrive.
Okay, my bad.
Zero.
Thank you so much. All right. So, okay. One of the last ones, the statements that I will read you is this one. The New York State Equal Rights Amendment is an amendment to New York State Constitution that closes loopholes and protects against the attacks we're seeing across the country. At a moment in time when we are seeing state governments and courts worldwide backwards, this proposal solidifies protections within our state constitution. This amendment will add a layer of protection for a New Yorker, explicitly prohibiting discrimination based on a person's ethnicity, national origin, age, disability, and sex, including their sexual orientation, gender identity, gender expression, pregnancy, and pregnancy outcomes, reproductive health care, and autonomy. Hearing this, if the election were held today, would you vote yes or no on this amendment, or are you undecided?
No.
Okay. Thank you. Over the course of a survey, sometimes things change. It's okay if your answer did not change, but once again, as you may know, there will be elections for president, U.S. Congress, and other state and local offices this November, right? So how likely are you to vote in the upcoming November 2024 elections? Are you almost certain to vote? Will you probably vote? Are the chances 50-50?
I will definitely vote.
Definitely. Okay. Thank you. Okay, so now, which of the following statement do you find more convincing, even if neither is exactly right? And is that much more convincing or somewhat more convincing? Statement A, or the first statement. This amendment is trying to sneak dangerous things into our Constitution. It will strip parents of their rights to make decisions for their children and allow kids to get permanent sex change operations without their parents' consent. This amendment also has a special protection based on national origin, which will make it easier, right, for illegal immigrants to get handouts. That is the first statement. The second statement says, These claims are false and just not credible. In New York, parental consent is required for minors to receive gender affirming care, and this amendment does not change that. That the protections in this amendment have nothing to do with our country's asylum or immigration laws. They are simply about closing loopholes in the state constitution to make sure that all people are protected against discrimination from the government, no matter their race or ethnicity. So, hearing those statements, the options that appear here are statement A, the first one, right? The first statement, much more, or somewhat more for the first statement.
I'm gonna say A. I'm going to say, hey, I haven't read the amendment, though, so, you know, fair to say. Well, I don't know what's in it. Do you? Which one's true?
I mean, well, based on what you hear, right, the option that you need to select is if it's more convincing or somewhat more convincing. The statement one or the two?
One.
Okay. Thank you. Okay.
How many
next.
More questions?
Being honest with you, the survey, we are 80% complete. Do you still have time?
Yeah.
Okay. Thank
I
you.
I do not. I have
next.
To go.
Oh, you have to go. No problem. Yeah. I will put it in at this point, and thank you so much for the responses. Would you like a callback? Which will be the best hour?
I don't know. Just try me. If I'm available, I'm available.
For tomorrow, it would be okay?
Sure. Yeah, sure. Call me tomorrow.
Okay. Which hour would be the best one? Or this one?
Same time.
Same time. Okay. Thank you so much, sir, for your time. I will call you tomorrow. Have a nice day.
Sounds good. Thanks. Bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Pero...